This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. The Old Smoke Band has been headlining Central Illinois shows and opening for national acts, including Samantha Fish and Tommy Castro at the Castle Theater, for about 3 years, despite no album to sell or promote. That has changed. Old Smoke debuts In My Own Time August 11th at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington. Group members Adam Humphreys and Travis Wheat stopped by GLT to review songs and discuss the songwriting process they completed with fellow members Heath Brandon and Chris Lackey. Humphreys says the long wait to release original music was intentional.
We've been playing mostly covers for the last couple years, and we're playing the covers that, you know, we want to play and we think other people want to hear. And again, we weren't in any huge rush to get it done, but we wanted to make sure it was spend the right amount of time on it and make sure it was the right thing to put out in the world. So,
well, let's get to one of the songs on the album that, Travis, I'll ask you a question, all right? Can't Be Alone is one of the songs that really stands out on this.
Meeting my girl in the city, yes, she knows what's right. Meeting my girl in the city, yeah, it's going down tonight. Don't you tell me, baby.
Who's doing the majority of the writing? Is it a collaborative thing, or?
Well, this one, I think it was an older one Adam had in the hole, and he revisited it, and it turned out to be one of our favorites, so we definitely kept it on the list.
Okay, so these are your lyrics then, Adam?
Can't Be Alone, I'm trying to think. I think that was one that we had with Chris.
Who's Chris?
Chris Corkery. As are many of the songs on this album, nobody really wrote everything. So
it was a good collaborative effort, yeah, the whole time, which was a good experience because I haven't had a whole lot of that previous to this. So bringing all of us together and having that collaborative effort, at least lyrically, was a really good way to go about it. And it was fun to learn how each other approaches their writing technique.
Is the city referenced in this song? Is it a generic city, or is it a specific city?
This is one of the times when this is definitely Bloomington. and again, we worked with Chris on this one, and there was a period there, maybe a year ago or so, where Chris and I were hanging out a lot and just trying to write music for both of us, for either for Old Smoke or for him or whatever, just having fun with it, and this is one of the ones that came out of that.
Walk in the diggers again and throw my money down. Mr. Greg says, what's the plan? What's it gonna be this round?
Can't Be Alone is the name of the song. It's from the debut album from the Old Smoke Band, In My Own Time. I'll go to you, Travis. I understand that you're a Lowell George Littlefeet.
You better believe it.
Kind of freak. The whole band seems to gravitate to Southern rock. I know it's blues and rock, but boy, Southern rock is really where all you guys seem to come together.
Absolutely. It's definitely a middle ground, and it really serves as a good base for us to start at, and then to go from there and see where things want to go. But that's definitely a mutual area that we can all agree on.
What is it about Little Feet?
Well, you are...
Adam's laughing.
Well, a lot of people are a product of their environment, and I grew up in a Little Feet household, and so needless to say, I got my share of those records growing up, and it just stuck like anything else, and I just couldn't put it down. So it definitely played a big part to me individually and how I approach my instrument, and then just my love of music in general. It serves, again, as a base for a lot of the music that I love.
Parents, older siblings?
My dad, he started to listen to them when he was in college back in the 70s, and he even referenced a t-shirt the other day. He has one, and he has the year for every date that he saw him, and eventually he ran out of real estate on the t-shirt. So this is the kind of passion that we have for that group, and we just love it.
Well, let's get to another song on the album, All Right All Night. It's probably my favorite on the album.
It's a fun one. Okay, it's, yeah. Well, it's a party.
Sing-along.
It's a party lyrically. Yeah, it is. Lyrically, it's a party. Musically, a party. And just the whole vibe of the song is to enjoy the people around you. And it's just a really fun tune.
Adam, who came up with the groove on this song? I mean, this sounds like Hooker Boogie or something.
Yeah,
like.
I remember it being just based off of that little guitar, yeah, as that subtly comes in the beginning. That was really, I think, the root of this song.
Yeah. This song, as most of the songs on this album, we kind of started with the groove, and we picked a whole handful of grooves that we liked, and then we tried to add, you know, lyrics to it that we thought fit.
But it's dark as 30 on a Monday morning. I've been screaming just like a horn, and my head is pounding.